Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to take shots at greedy gaming executives.
That's right, we're the only ones out there. Hey, the bravest shots of all come from behind a webcam, as they say. It's an old phrase. On that note...
Say that to my face. Come on, say it to my face.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me get within 5 miles of the Take-Two compound. On that note, here's a real fun headline from a gaming company we all know and love that incidentally made $5.3 billion in revenue last year.
Yeah, it's time to cut costs. So we're, of course, talking about Take-Two, the publisher of Grand Theft Auto. They have laid off around 600 people and scrapped several projects. Reuters reports that Take-Two will lay off about 5% of their workforce. So they announced that they're going to do this as part of a cost reduction plan. Maybe they wanted to make $6.3 billion. I don't know. I just missed it.
This is after a few months, by the way, in February, saying they weren't going to lay anybody off. Isn't that nice? Oh. Take-Two did not name the projects that were canceled. It's sadly another sign that the wave of layoffs that we've seen across the gaming industry is not over.
Nor is it necessarily justified, but I'll get to that in a minute. Take-Two said that the layoffs would result in more than $165 million of annual cost savings. Great, that's good business. Here's some fun math to back that up, by the way. That $165 million in savings, presumably in payroll costs, that's just 3% of their total revenue of $5.3 billion. Take-Two's revenue grew 11.6% last year alone. So they would have been growing even without these layoffs. Cool stuff.
I love that our lives are ruled by these people. Anyway, if you're wondering about GTA 6, Kotaku reported last month that development of the game may have fallen behind. Some inside Rockstar feel like it might now release in 2026 instead of, I don't think they've officially announced anything, but I think there've been a lot of talk internally about end of 2025, but probably isn't going to happen. So we'll see.
Oh boy, that's a real good gaming company, isn't it? Let's move on to an actual good gaming company. Larian says next project will be its best ever.
You would hope that they get better as they go, but that's good news. Larian Studios is still riding very high off the runaway success of last year's Baldur's Gate 3. And while the developers said they're done making Dungeons & Dragons games for now, they've got something else in the works.
Yeah, this comes from a post about the latest patch for Baldur's Gate 3. Larian CEO Sven Wenke had some high praise for an upcoming project that they're working on. He said, "I don't know if we're going to pull it off, but looking at our narrative, visual, and gameplay plans, I think what we're working on now will be our best work ever." Kind of sounds a little bit like somebody talking about their new album. And they're like, "This is the best thing I've ever done." But it's Larian, so I'm going to give him some leash on this.
He said even more. "I get excited like a kid watching the key imagery, wanting to show it to everyone now and grumble in frustration at having to wait until it's actually all working. Yes, it's hype, but it's hype because it really looks and feels good."
Yeah, CEO describing his own game as hype. Truly a CEO of the people. For now.
For now.
It only takes one bad game and people will eat you alive. Right. Anyway, they're working on more than one, so that's good. The studio is actually working on two projects right now, according to the post. They added that it's still early, but they'll let us know more in the future.
They finished by saying this, "But know that even as our focus turns to these new games, the sensibilities that brought you Baldur's Gate 3 are alive and well here at the Larian Castle. So if you like Baldur's Gate 3, you're going to love what they got next."
We'll see about that, won't we, Lawrence?
Developers can get a little too used to being celebrated by everyone, so sometimes they have to go back to the well and do a post reminding everyone of how great they are. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're doing that yet. Mm-hmm. I would just hate for them to fall into that cycle, because then people get addicted to it and they build up their next game too much at creators. And we've seen the cycle play out a few times.
Their next game, Cyberpunk 2077, is going to be their best ever. What could go wrong?
Well, you know what, guys? I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to talk about some devs that just ran into this. Cities Skylines 2 devs apologized. The city building sim Cities Skylines 2 has been out for almost 6 months now, and it really has kind of been a little bit of a disaster.
That's a bummer. I was looking forward to this, but I actually stayed away because of the negativity around it. But anyway, the sequel to the much-loved original has been decimated by negative user reviews. Currently has a mostly negative user rating on Steam, with complaints mostly being about really, really poor PC performance, even on really high-end machines.
a bit of a resource hog. And 6 months later, things have not improved. It got so bad that developer Colossal Order and publisher Paradox Interactive, they had to apologize and vow to do better. In a recent post, they said they would give refunds to the game's recent DLC beach properties, probably because they don't have any business putting DLC out when the regular game doesn't work.
That's exactly right. Colossal Order CEO Marina Halikainen and Paradox Deputy CEO Matthias Lilja said in a joint statement, "We thought we could make up for the shortcomings in the game in a time frame that was unrealistic and rushed out a DLC that should not have been published in its current form. For all this, we are truly sorry."
Wow. Okay, that's pretty direct. They said that the teams will focus on fixing the game instead of releasing paid expansion packs. Yeah, good move. They wrote, "Our ambition is to deliver the experience that you all deserved at launch, but it will take time."
Yeah, the issues also have delayed a planned console release of the game on PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. That was originally scheduled for this spring. Now it's been pushed back to October. And console owners, it sounds like you got off easy. So you haven't missed much at this point.
These devs and the Payday devs, they really gotta circle up, get something going over here.
They were so like, I remember them basically saying like, it's a city builder, performance isn't that important. More or less. Yep. I'm being a little more brusque with it. But it's interesting that their tone has changed in the months since.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hey, I've got some good news for us, though. The Fallout show has been renewed for season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, good news for all of us fans here at the Fallout show. I know all three of us have watched the show and we love it. It's on Prime Video and it's coming back for another season.
The show's been extremely well received by critics and fans. A very rare occurrence, I could say that. A recent post on the show's X account read, "Wouldn't want to keep you on the edge of your seat now, would we? See you back in the wasteland for season 2.
In response, the official Xbox account wrote, "Everyone likes that." And yeah, it's doing great. Even a friend of mine who does not play video games at all is texting me like, "Have you seen Fallout? It's great." I'm like, "Yeah, man." Wow. I actually played the video game first. So. It's got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and an audience score of 88%. So even the audience and the critics are together on this.
Man, that's so rare. So rare. People are playing more of the games as well following the popularity of the show. Steam player counts have more than tripled for the Fallout games. I myself have been playing Fallout 76 along with Lawrence, and Lawrence has been playing the original Fallout as well.
Yeah, I just finished that last night. It's great. It's great. It's not nearly as prickly as I remember. Yeah, I think people nowadays might actually be able to get into it. And also, check this out. Steph sent me a picture of this. I'll show it to the webcam in a minute, but they have Fallout bus stops now.
Oh, yeah, I saw those. Yeah, those are sick.
Dude, if you told me in 97 when I was just like plinking away on this weird little game that it would be an entertainment phenomenon and there'd be Fallout bus stops, I'd probably be annoyed we're still riding on buses and not using jetpacks first. But second, I'd be pretty amazed that there are Fallout bus stops. And then back to the surging popularity of the game. GamesIndustry.biz reported that Fallout 4 saw sales increase by more than 7,500% compared to the previous week. Now it's number 1 on the European charts. Cool.
What? Even the communists in Europe like it. Everybody's into it.
I'm going to hate for a second. It's a shame that Fallout 4 is the one that they are going to, but...
Oh, yeah, that is true. All right, should we do it? Should I say it?
Should do it.
Let's say time for a 5-second review. Feels good to say that again.
All right, here's my 5-second review of Dragon's Dogma 2. It's so, so good. Don't worry about those microtransactions.
You can be a big sweaty dude basically wearing a napkin with a giant sword. That's video games.
I was in chess club, so I had a completely different idea of what the pawns would be. They're much nicer in this game.
About as useful.
All right, let's talk about the games coming out next week. First up, Ayudin Chronicles 100 Heroes is designed to bring you, the player, a modern take on a classic JRPG experience. Get ready to lead 100-plus playable characters through a war-torn world only you can save. Comes to the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PS5, PS4, Switch, and the PC April 23rd.
Up next, Lunar Lander Beyond. Guide a roster of colorful pilots, eclectic advisors, and state-of-the-art landers through a taxing series of missions. Deliver cargo, retrieve resources, and rescue stranded pilots as you navigate a mysterious universe of moons and planets. Elon Musk Simulator comes out to every single platform on April 23rd.
Phantom Fury. I'm excited for this one. I've been playing through Ion Fury to prepare. Anyway, Shelley Bombshell Harrison is back in this highly interactive mix of first-person action and road movie adventure. embark on an adrenaline-fueled journey around the USA. Use an enormous arsenal of weapons and skills to battle treacherous soldiers and vile mutants, all while trying to save mankind. It's basically like downstream of Duke Nukem, of all things. Anyway, it's awesome. It's coming to PC on April 23rd.
Tales of Kinzera, Zao. Wield the dance of the shaman. Reclaim your father's spirit. Brave the beautiful and treacherous land of Kinzera with the god of death. In Tales of Kinzera, Zao, a Metroidvania-style adventure crafted by Surgent Studios. It comes to PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC April 23rd.
Then we've got another Crab's Treasure. It's a Souls-like adventure set in a crumbling underwater world. As Krill the Hermit Crab, you'll need to wear the trash around you as shells to withstand attacks from enemies many times your size. Embark in an epic treasure hunt to buy back your repossessed shell and discover the dark secrets behind the polluted ocean. Well, here's a game I never, ever would have imagined in a million years. Comes out to every platform April 25th.
God bless video games. Next up, we got Bootleg Steamer. In this roguelike game, you'll embark on your journey as a captain during the tumultuous American Prohibition era. Overcome challenges like inclement weather, relentless Coast Guard pursuit, shrewd mafia dealings, and your own financial pitfalls, all while ensuring your path to wealth remains unhindered. This is coming to PC on April 25th.
Next up, Sandland. It's an action RPG where you become the main character as Beelzebub, a fiend prince. Lead your company of heroic misfits and explore the legendary world of Sandland, created by Akira Toriyama, RIP. Comes to PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, and PC April 26th.
And now finally, the video game that Lawrence and Brian and I have been waiting literal years to play. We're talking 20, 30, 40 years, maybe our entire adulthood. Stellar Blade. Ravaged by strange, powerful creatures, Earth has been abandoned, and what is left of the decimated human race has fled to a colony in outer space. After traveling from the colony's 7th Airborne Squad member, Eve, she's awesome, arrives in the desolate remains of our planet with a clear-cut mission to save humankind by reclaiming Earth from the Natiba, the malevolent force that has devastated it. But as Eve tackles the Natiba one by one, piecing together the mysteries of the past and the ruins of human civilization, she realizes that her mission is far from straightforward and her armor fell off. Almost nothing is as it seems. It comes to PlayStation 5 on April 26th. Guys, are you going to play with or without armor? I need to know.
Definitely without.
Well, if you play without, it enables like a super duper secret hardcore difficulty mode, right?
That it does.
You got to earn your digital curves. I guess, I'm trying to think of how to segue into this.
I mean, it's really hard. I mean, you're thinking about Stellar Blade and you're not going to be able to get out of it. Yeah.
It's knocked it all out of my head. I'll tell you, thinking about Stellar Blade, I could think of a couple of patrons that are looking forward to the coming weekend, huh? Ray Pichardo, Scotty Ryan, Keita White, and Lenny Neves. Just one day closer.
I've actually got some patrons that cannot wait for April 26th themselves. Dougal Tutpo, Kyle Abbott, Brown Sugar, and Aaron Fraze. Don't worry, it'll be here soon.